You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 21st, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. A federal judge has ordered Mississippi to redraw its state Supreme Court election map. The judge found that the current map unfairly weakens the voting power of black voters. This ruling is a significant victory for civil rights advocates, addressing long-standing concerns about racial discrimination in the state's electoral processes. U.S. District Judge Sherrion Aycock ruled on August 19, 2024, that the map, in place since 1987, cannot be used for future elections. The lawsuit, filed in April 2022, argued that the map splits the Delta region, which has a large black population, diluting the voting power of black Mississippians in the Central District, also known as Supreme Court District 1. Judge Aycock concluded that race significantly influences voting behavior in Mississippi. She stated that black voters in District 1 have less opportunity than other members of the electorate to participate in the political process and to elect candidates of their choice. This decision underscores the ongoing struggle for equitable representation and the importance of the Voting Rights Act in safeguarding minority voting rights. The Voting Rights Act, VRA, signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson on August 6, 1965, prohibits racial discrimination in voting. It was designed to enforce voting rights guaranteed by the 14th and 15th Amendments. Historically, the VRA has been crucial in dismantling discriminatory voting practices, including literacy tests and poll taxes. Section 2 of the VRA forbids states from enacting election laws that result in a denial or abridgment of the right to vote based on race or color. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Milligan involved a racially gerrymandered congressional map in Alabama, which gave black voters a majority in just one of the state's seven districts. This was challenged as a violation of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. The Mississippi State Conference of the NAACP filed a lawsuit in 2022, claiming that the legislative voting maps illegally dilute the voting strength of black Mississippians. A U.S. District Court panel agreed with the NAACP in 2024, ordering the Mississippi legislature to redraw its districting maps to create more black-majority districts. Redrawing election maps significantly impacts voting power and representation, defining the boundaries of electoral districts. A federal court ordered Mississippi to redraw its legislative boundaries to include more majority black districts, acknowledging that previous maps diluted black voting power. The U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Mississippi ruled that the state violated the Voting Rights Act when redrawing districts in 2022. The court's decision allows Mississippi until 2025 to implement new maps for its 174 Senate and House districts. Racial polarization in voting describes a pattern where voters of different racial groups consistently vote for different candidates. This can lead to the underrepresentation of certain racial groups. The lawsuit against Mississippi's legislative maps claimed they illegally dilute the voting strength of black Mississippians. The court's order to redraw districts directly addresses the issue of diluted black voting strength. Expert Dr. Byron Ory analyzed 19 elections between 2011 and 2023, showing that black voters overwhelmingly supported black candidates, while white support for black candidates was often under 17%. The Central District in Mississippi is significant in discussions about judicial representation and voting rights, encompassing a portion of the majority black Delta region. Roughly 51% of the Central District's voting age population is black. Currently, two white justices and one black justice represent the Central District, highlighting the disparity the lawsuit aims to address. Block voting describes a pattern where a significant majority of voters within a demographic group tend to vote for the same candidates. The lawsuit regarding the Mississippi Supreme Court districts implicitly addresses block voting, seeking to create a more equal playing field for black candidates. The fact that only four black justices have served on the Mississippi Supreme Court in its history suggests the impact of voting patterns. The difference between the appointment and election of justices lies in how they assume their roles. Appointed justices are typically selected by a governor or president, while elected justices are chosen by popular vote. This distinction matters significantly for judicial representation. Copyright, African Elements.